Coming to the greater Green Bay Area live from the WGBW studios at the City Deck Landing and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Well, I get to say good morning today because Mr. Mino is still getting his coffee. And, of course, he has to put in all the sugar. That's what's taking so long. But anyway, he'll be here in just a second. We have a great lineup today. We have the glam band coming on, and I don't know how well you know these guys, but they are a lot of fun, and we're excited to get them on board. We got a little talk a little Packers because they're in Cincinnati tonight.
I mean, the only bad thing with Kriegs is it Kriegs? How do you pronounce it? I don't know how to pronounce it. Or coffee thing.
It's your thing, but yeah, Krieg.
But it's like you're trying. Like, come on. And if you pull the cup out, then it just goes pretty much on the counter and everything like that. So that's the first time I've missed opening kickoff since we've been doing this show.
That is true.
First time.
That's first time. True. And I could just feel it in the air that people were a little nervous. Oh, my God. Mino's not here. This will be a disaster, which you're probably right.
I can feel it coming in the air tonight.
It did take a while, but we don't drink enough coffee.
To have a full pot.
Right.
I know.
And then we got to wash
one cup.
It out.
I know.
We take more than one cup, but we...
Two cups.
Of Krieg, and we buy our... What are those called? Like Krieg?
Little thingies. The little pod thingies. I think they're called little thingies. Okay. That's the name of them. It's the little thingies.
We, of course, get those at festival.
Yes.
So, anyway.
Great having Mark Scogan in here yesterday, wasn't it? That was fun.
I think we see him a little bit through different eyes. I just love entrepreneurs. I just do. And
I agree.
He is one. And not only to leverage the grocery store business from 1 to 42, but then to diversify and keep everything going. That's the hard part
right.
of business is to keep, you know, a friend of mine bought a franchise, A&W, and he said it was great, but you have to open like, I don't know what it was, one a year. And he said that you got to keep the other five going.
Right.
And that's what Mark has been successful is in keeping 42 stores going, plus baseball, and now he's into music.
Unbelievable.
So that's cool.
Wasn't A&W like the greatest thing going? That's the only thing we had when I was a kid.
Have you been there lately? They still have great root beer floats, Johnny.
I'll tell you, I still think A&W root beer is the greatest tasting soda that there is. I really do.
And maybe it's because we grew up at the same time, but it was always a treat. But then when you could afford it, it became like, wow, this is awesome. This is the only place I'm going.
Did you ever steal one of the mugs? Everybody did.
Okay, then I did.
Especially the baby ones. Those were so awesome. Do they sell those?
No, after you said that, I'm sure I've got some downstairs somewhere. But we just went to A&W like on a Sunday and just bought, and they make pretty big drinks.
Yeah, they do.
If you get the, I don't even know what it's called, but the Rupert Fulton, then we just came down and walked on the city deck, and it was like,
yeah,
talk about a slice of life.
The cool thing is, it was great. Well, ours was only open in the summer, you know, because it was the kind you'd drive up and the girls would come out and they put the tray on the side of your thing.
Right.
Kind of like American Graffiti type of thing. Like
roller skates.
Is there any, well, they didn't have the roller skates. This was Nagani.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't really know how to skate.
No.
But they'd always get the really cute girls. And then we're culottes. Remember culottes? Whatever happened to culottes?
Now I'm sure
that was a good era. Culottes was a good era.
That may come back now.
Yeah. But anyway, is there any place that still will bring your food to your car with the tray? I can't think of any place.
No, I'm trying to think.
At least not Northeast Wisconsin.
Right. Well,
if anybody knows, give us a call. And if you can name a place, I got a deal for you. How's this? I'm going to throw this out there.
Right.
If you can call us and tell us of a place you know where they still bring out a tray to your car and hook up the car, I'll give them... What do we got for the county fair, Jason?
We have a family four-pack.
I will give a family four-pack to the first person that can tell us where they still will bring out a tray.
If we're on in Manitowoc...
Yes.
Lates.
No, I don't think they do.
I think they do.
I don't.
They did.
I don't think they do anymore.
But I don't. You have to listen
I
to
like
us on.
Weights.
Oh, they are. Oh, that 920-264-0606.
920-264-0606. Family four pack. If you can say there's any place in Northeast Wisconsin where they'll still bring it out on a tray.
And that's a good deal, that family four pack.
That's a phenomenal deal. That's worth a lot of money.
It's you and your partner, your spouse and your kids and parking and.
Wait a minute. You, your partner, and your spouse?
No, I said I want to be careful. I just.
Careful about that one. Hey,
wow. A family, no, I think it's two adults and two children is what it is. Is that it's easier to put it that way.
Okay.
That's what it is. Anyway, but so.
You, your partner, your ex.
Manitowoc, though, is.
Your spouse.
On AM, so that wouldn't be.
Yes, Manitowoc can, AM, 1590 on the lakeshore.
Right. But if, well, that would be disappointing if Lates.
They don't.
Really?
Hang on, I got some people from Manitowoc. Jason?
Yes, sir.
Could you, did the people come in the door here?
Yes.
Could you ask one of them to come in? We have a question about tell them we have a question about Lates in Manitowoc. We need an authority on this.
Okay.
Will you do this?
Your authorities aren't that good.
This is a born and raised person in Manitowoc.
Is this your wife?
Either that or her cousin.
Well, your wife went to Roncalli, so she's a Jet. I would
probably couldn't get into Lincoln, you know.
I would, right. Yeah. I don't. No.
Or Trivers.
No. If she is.
Okay.
I'll trust her judgment.
Okay.
I will trust
So you're going to allow this as the expert
official.
Witness.
Right.
This one you will allow.
I will.
Okay.
So, Julie, are you coming in or is it your...
Okay.
Okay. So we are...
You can sit in Jim's big chair that he stole from KI.
I did. That is not...
Dick
not.
Rush is still looking for that.
I did not.
He is.
Why don't you sit in that chair, Julie? Seriously, that's our guest chair. It's a great chair. Just for those of you, I think some of you are going to stop in today and get pictures with the glam band and...
Put the mic close to you there.
Right.
Okay, so Julie. Okay, go ahead.
Julie, Johnny and I were, I don't know how we got on this subject. It sure wasn't scripted. Of course, nothing is. We were talking about food, which we normally do. Yes. And then we segued to A&W about how great A&W is, their root beer floats, and it's still a real treat. But when John was a kid, the A&Ws he went to were, that's called curbside. It's called car side delivery, mm-hmm. right? They come with the tray and then they hang it on your window and then I think you beep the horn and then they come back and pick it up or however that worked. That's not a thing anymore.
Right.
So I said...
He said... Okay, go ahead.
No, just wait. So Johnny said, look, we have got a four-pack for the Brown County Fair, which is next weekend, to give away. And we want anyone who wants to call in and tell us where there's one of these places that exist. And I said, gee, if there's listeners in Manitowoc, they are going to call in and mention Lates because Lates...
They used to.
You, oh, that's, that way.
Do they still?
I don't believe so.
That wasn't as, no, just wait, Johnny. I don't believe so. That's
I will
not,
take that.
That is.
Jason, Julie, is that accepted?
Julie, hang on.
I'm sorry, Jim, because we're from the same area.
Too. They used to have it and that was like the thing, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, they used to.
And you think, was it because of COVID and it's coming back, or do you think it was just a business decision?
I think a business decision.
Okay, that's all right.
Sorry.
That's one for John and how many for me, Jason? 100 and...
What was that, Jason? But thank you. Was that for me?
Yeah, that was for you.
Thank you.
That's why, what was that? That just tells you how often he's right. What the hell was that? What was that?
I've never done that before.
We've been on the air 2 months. What the hell was that? What was that noise? You know what that noise was, Johnny?
The sound of victory. Can you think of any place in Northeast Wisconsin that has curbside service, or whatever you want to call it?
Well, that place on Mason Street did, right next to Rogan Shoes.
Here in Green Bay?
Yeah.
Yeah, what was that?
What was it? I don't know.
Oh,
but they did, right?
They did.
Sonic?
Sonic.
Sonic. Okay, but they closed.
Yes. Something else.
Okay. I've never been there, have you?
Yeah.
Oh, how was it? Well, it's closed.
They had good burgers. I mean, right? That's good. No, Sonic Burger was what they're known for, but they had quite a variety. Yeah, it was too bad that closed. I don't know. Oh, man. Guess who's here?
Dennis Lee Roth. Oh. In the house.
So the, as we told you, it's 6:30, but they're here. They're
yes, glam band.
They look the part like no one else.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
I feel bad now.
You didn't wear your...
That we didn't dress like that.
They did ask us to.
You and I in tights like that?
No.
Zubas? Was it Zubas that used to be?
Well, your wife is cringing just because of the look, but I'm saying it's more because I you don't have any of that, right? We'd have to go... We're kind of conservative.
What do you think I wear to bed every night?
I don't care.
Every night.
I do not care.
Every night.
I do not care.
I'm telling you. So, and leave the curtains open.
But if anybody knows of a place, and I think that's a really good question because maybe we could go and patronize them this weekend... A place that has like drive-up service or car, what's that called? Is it just car side? Car hop service. That's what it is. Anybody that's a car hop service in Northeast, in our listening area, which actually goes to.
I say there is none.
Oh, no. I would say someone has carved out that niche and say we're the original. Like the guy, well, he just closed. The guy who had full service gas station.
Yeah, I noticed that just closed.
It did.
That's too bad. I like that place.
I know.
You know, I used to work at my brother's gas station, which was full service.
Full service, right.
And I was the worst window washer in America.
Yeah, I believe that.
In America.
Yeah.
In America. Yeah, yeah. And another thing I always forgot to do is back in the days when they'd have the gas caps, but they weren't attached.
Oh, and you forgot. Huh?
I left so many of them sitting on top of the gas tanks.
Yeah.
And then this was back in the days of the hot cars like you had. And remember, a lot of times in those days, the gas...
And
was behind the back license plate. So they'd be in their Roadrunner and they'd squeal out and gas is just flying all over the place.
Very safe.
Yeah. And then they'd come back and say, hey, you forgot to put them. And no, but what I would do is I'd take them as soon as I'd throw them in this field across from the parking lot and say, no, it must have come off or something.
What?
Yeah. You could go there right now and find, I bet, 20 of them.
I would never admit that. Say, look, I'm sorry, and here's 25 cents because that's how much gas was, right?
Yeah, probably.
26.
35, I think. 30,
okay. Did you guys, of course, you got night crawlers up there, but did you give away, do you have any incentives? Like a kite?
So much, like dishes.
Right. Isn't that ashtrays?
Like that. Ashtrays, inflatable dino thing, because we were Sinclair.
Sinclair?
Big dino down at the corner of Ashland.
Yeah.
Those inflatables. Which any kid that's going to trust this plastic inflatable from a gas station as you go to Florida, good luck, kid. Watch out for the sharks.
We had Zephyr.
Oh, Zephyr, yeah, I remember that.
They had great kites. You got to admit, they had great kites.
I've never been able to get a kite in the air.
Oh, my gosh, Johnny. We got a lot to do together.
All right. The Glam Band is going to be coming up
in just
a few minutes. They are in the house. Julie, thank you for being the expert witness.
Yes. You expert. Yes. Thank you for being a witness, Julie.
Yes. Yes. I stand proud.
Right? All right.
Jason, give me that winning sound again. I loved that.
Well, we're not going to hear it for another couple months.
That's what I mean.
Go ahead.
One more time. All right. Back after this. And the folks are rising for another day. Round about their home.
The people of the town are strange. Just a small town.
Living in a lonely world. Jim loves my singing. Midnight train going anywhere. What does this song remind you of?
Well, if they sing it, I have great fond memories. When you start singing, Johnny, I'm serious about this tone deaf thing. You don't sing the same note as the artist, and that's...
Well, why copy somebody? Why not be original? That's the way I see it.
It's great. Yeah. Anyway,
but but what does this remind you of? This song right here. Last episode, last scene of the entire series of The Sopranos. Remember they're sitting in that little diner and they've got one of those things that, you know, they used to have them at Country Kitchen and that closed down over in De Pere. Do you remember that?
The
Country Kitchen?
I do.
That would be a great late night place. Okay.
Yes.
But they used to have those little...
I went to school at St. Norbert.
You know that.
Oh, I do.
That and the old truck stop in De Pere were fantastic, weren't they? Jace, you remember those? Remember that place?
That was awesome.
Did anybody ever have better banana walnut pancakes than that place?
No.
At two in the morning?
At 2 a.m?
Right. No, correct.
Absolutely. Phenomenal.
That's funny.
They had those little jukeboxes that were on the table. Remember that in the booths? You don't find those anywhere.
Country Kitchen? No, I don't think
Country Kitchen had them.
They had the jukeboxes?
Yes. They had the little jukeboxes.
I remember those. I don't remember them there, but a little bit of a blur back then.
Yeah, I believe it. But anyway, they had those little boxes or those little jukeboxes. Right. And I told them, when you guys close down, could I please get one? And
oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And I went back to the guy. He goes, dude, he said, I had somebody come in and offer me like X thousand of dollars for them to buy all of them. They were really valuable. So if anybody has one of those in their basement, please give it to me.
John, please call me and maybe we can talk about, some kind of compensation.
Oh, I can pick it up.
Please give it to me. Oh, you great neighbor.
What do you think, Jason?
That can happen.
I just got a text.
Yes.
Now I'm hungry for banana walnut pancakes.
Oh, they were the best.
That was from my wife.
They had the big, they were thick. They were like 3/4 inch thick, and their sausage was great.
Never had them.
That was such a wonderful place. Oh, and then when you're walking out, they'd have the cabinet of all the homemade. They would make their own pies and brownies and things like that. It was incredible. Just
it was awesome.
Incredible. Yes. Mm. So
don't remember that. But anyway, Country Kitchen closed.
Country Kitchen.
But I'm kind of waiting. Maybe you're right or your wife is right that there isn't a hop.
No car hops in Northeast Wisconsin. Jason?
Okay. So one other quick thing.
Yeah.
What about the calico bean soup at Country
Kitchen?
They
had that. Yes.
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 Oh.
Yes. They had the calico bean soup with a hot ham and cheese sandwich.
Yes.
That on rice with fries.
Okay.
That was incredible.
Yes.
Incredible. You know, there's actually a country song. And one of the lines is, and I thought to myself, this is the most apropos line ever. Why is that pancakes just taste better after midnight?
Well, you know why.
Well, I do.
Yeah.
But don't they, though?
Oh, for
it's
sure.
It's like very seldom in the morning when I go to a restaurant and say, I'm going to have some pancakes. But if I'm in a place late at night, yeah, I'd have pancakes. All the time.
That is.
Don't you agree on that?
I do agree with you.
Yes.
I'm wondering the why, though.
I don't know
that they taste better.
There's
fun to eat. They're more filling. I don't know that the actual taste buds are any
there
different.
There are certain late night foods that are just good versus other foods.
I would agree.
Yeah. I mean, you don't want a peanut butter sandwich at, 1 in the morning.
Right.
But man, you want some pancakes.
Or like a bowl of soup. No, you want something that, if that's, what's that called? Is that comfort food they call it or junk food?
I would like to run a restaurant that's nothing but breakfast all day long. The all day breakfast buffet.
My family would love you.
I know. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah.
All day breakfast buffet. What do you think?
I think, doesn't that place on Mason and Military?
Bay Restaurant?
No.
Pancake place?
No. Mason and Military. Old Country? Not Old Country.
I don't know. I'm not good in direction. When people say
something. No, you're
that's,
not.
Okay, that's
why.
That's why
you have that. Okay.
That's why I'm a little concerned about my job as a dispatcher for Metro. Do you think I could handle that, yes or no?
This is why you could.
Okay.
One is, I still think you're trainable, although they would have to, circle the wagons with you and say, look, we have John Mino. Yeah, he's a nice guy, but okay. So a little slower pace training. The good thing about Metro is there's only X amount of routes.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like Route 9.
But like what kind of questions would they ask me?
What time is the bus? What time will Route 9 be on Webster and St. Joe's?
Route 9, sir, let me check here. I don't know, about 7.
About. That's transit isn't about. It's like Mussolini. The trains run on time.
Oh, okay.
The buses have to run on time.
Well, there might be traffic, sir.
Well,
there might be heavy traffic. What if there's an accident? What if the bridge is out?
No.
I mean, you can't hold me to that, sir.
The what ifs.
Just get there early.
But the what ifs are why he's calling you. Because his bus is late. And you're going to say, sir, there was an accident on. And so the bus is running 9 minutes late.
Oh,
all right.
Okay.
Thank you.
How would I get that information? Would they give it to me? Would somebody give it to me?
Okay. So you'll have to. You can do this. The more I think about it.
I want to do this. I'm literally thinking about doing this.
And there's an opening.
Being a
there's
dispatcher
a couple openings.
For,
there's a lot,
for Metro.
There's a lot of openings in Metro, she said.
But I want like all day, like a couple of hours or something.
Well, we're not that flexible.
Okay,
I think probably 4 hour minimum.
Okay, I'll do 4.
Okay,
I'll
that
do 4.
You could do.
I'll do 4. Give me another question.
I want to go to Bay Beach.
Wait a minute. Wait.
I want to go.
Wait. Good morning, Green Bay Metro. Right. How can I be of assistance?
Okay. I would like to get to Bay Beach.
Yeah, won't we all? Nice day out there. It's going to be like 90. Are you kidding me? It's unbelievable. You know what, though? I've never been on the Zip and Pippin. I swear, I've never been on the Zip and Pippin. Ever. Isn't that unbelievable? I might be the only guy in Green Bay that's never been on the Zip and Pippin.
I think you are, because that is a little bit of a rite of
passage. Unbelievable. Yeah.
It is.
So what do you want to know?
Okay, how do I get to Bay Beach?
Oh, I don't know that.
First question.
What?
Where do you live? Where are you living? Where are you, from
me?
Where? The lady who's calling to get to Bay Beach. Well, that's the first question, right? Where?
Oh, from where? I ask her where she lives.
Right.
Where do you live?
I live on 9th and Oneida.
Oh.
John, no, this isn't going
to
work.
Could you go to a friend's house any closer?
Can't you call a cab? No.
Ever hear Uber? You know what?
Thank God we're running out of time.
I get off in half an hour. I'll pick you. I got Google. I got Google Maps. How's that?
John,
otherwise, I don't know.
We are there. Transit is there to help and help people. And
I'm there to help
you. You also
people.
Tell them, look, go on your app.
We got to set a break. The glam band is in the house right after this. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on WGBW 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, downtown Green Bay on the beautiful city deck. Mr. Mayor, you, of course, talk about your musical prowess in your day.
My musical prowess?
Prowess.
I sang in a barbershop quartet, but music is music, right?
It's connecting with the crowd. Don't ask them questions yet until we introduce them.
I'm answering your question.
Oh, you're looking at them.
And you were talking, I thought you said music paralysis, and it wasn't. It was music.
That's what you say about my singing.
Have you guys ever
heard me sing on the radio?
He's
ever?
Don't,
never.
Don't,
okay.
don't encourage him. We don't have that kind of time, or we can't afford to lose any more listeners than we have. So we just need to, that's why you guys are here to get us that shot in the arm we've been looking for.
Krista's going to introduce them.
Okay, I want to hear that. I just wanted to make a statement about music. And
can you tell that he's used to like running Green Bay for 60 years, or he's just in charge? It's like, forget what anybody else says. I'm the mayor. I'm the mayor. Point of order.
I just know. My gavel.
Out of order. This whole room is out of order. Boss half the man it was 5 years ago. I'll take a flamethrower to this place. That's my Al Pacino.
I know. I think they knew.
Okay.
John, I was just going to say before we got, since you were, is that these guys who appreciate music understand that whether it's barbershop or it's punk rock or it's country, music is an art. And,
yes.
And that's what I just wanted to say, that you laugh at me and pick on me for singing barbershop music
a lot.
But, but I want to say music is a gift that they've been blessed with, and they are sharing it like no one else. So let's introduce these guys.
Christy, who runs the city deck, what would be your official title?
Property manager.
Property manager. But you pretty much run the block.
I do. Hello. Good morning, everybody. We have our good friends, Dennis Peters and Eric Johnson from the Glam Band. And we're so
Glam Band, ladies and gentlemen. Let's hear it. Studio audience, let's hear it.
Welcome. Take it away.
That's them. And not only are they here in studio in person, but they are looking to the nines.
Yes.
Like
full regalia.
Full regalia.
Absolutely.
Which is very, very cool.
Yes.
And I want to tell you that we have some questions for you, but I just want to say last night, a friend of mine called. He lives in Sheboygan.
You got a friend?
I do.
In Sheboygan. Yeah, I knew it would be Green Bay.
Financial planner. We're just checking. We do some investing together. But here, I just want to, and he said, how's your radio show going? I'm like, well, Mino's pulling us down, but actually, we're getting some momentum, and tomorrow we're getting the shot in the arm we've been looking for. We got the glam band coming on. I'm not kidding you guys. He's 60 years old, financial planner, loves you guys, and you played in Sheboygan. You played at a few festivals there. He goes to Manitowoc to see you. I'm like, are you a groupie? He goes, well, don't call me that on the air, but he is a huge fan of yours. He's just so connected. 60-year-old, well, pretty well-to-do, and I think your crowd is that crowd. I just think you guys have carved out a market that has taken a spark, and it's not like you're taking years and years to get where you are. People glammed onto you. I mean, right away, which I think is very, very cool. So anyway.
That's the next shirt.
The mayor with a pun.
That's it.
That was his motto. The mayor with a pun.
Right?
Anyway.
More fun than your normal mayor.
All right. Just really welcome. We're so glad you're here.
And you know what? You guys introduce yourself. We did a crappy job of introducing you guys. So you guys go ahead and introduce yourselves on a personal level.
John, I've been reading
up
on these guys. Okay, go ahead.
I was looking at the wiener dogs outside.
You guys got fans outside our window. You see that?
The dogs love us.
Yeah.
Especially
look at this one right here waving to you guys. Look at that.
See,
she's
the glam band is in the house.
How you doing? Wow.
Six in the morning.
Look at this. Another one.
Six.
Wow.
Mino and the mayor. You're popular in the town. I tell you what.
Spread the word a little.
I will tell you that's the first time that's happened in 2 months. So I think you're the popular guys. We're just the hosts.
Hey, anyway. Seen what we did to the FedEx guy on the way here.
Hey, Jason, you got a question, buddy?
No, I don't have a question, but that first car that drove by was my mom.
Was your mom?
I see the resemblance. I wasn't looking for facial hair, though. I saw yours.
Oh, that's awesome. How you doing, guys?
Great. How
Welcome.
Are you doing?
Good to have you here.
We're glad you're here.
You see that now?
Yeah, I know.
Is this thing alive?
Yes,
now
it is.
Now it is.
It is.
So, okay. You guys started about how many years ago?
2006. That many. All of them.
A lot of them, right?
Let's get Rocket take that one. He's the head cheese behind this.
Okay.
Yeah, 16 years ago we started.
Right.
A couple different phases, and it's been a lot of
fun. I remember the first time I heard you guys, you're playing at the Watering Hole. Way, way, way back when.
Oh, wow.
And yes, like way the very beginning almost.
Yeah.
And I remember somebody telling me, you can't believe this band. And he goes, they probably won't last long. I mean, it's probably one of those gimmicky things. But he says, and I can't use the word chicks. Christine, can you say, are you still allowed to use that word in there?
Sure. Did you say baby chickens?
Baby chickens went crazy over them.
He said wiener dog earlier.
Yes, that's true. So
you can say chicks.
But he said, they've got them. He said, it's going to be interesting what happens with this band. And here we are 16 years later. You guys are just rocking it. So, I mean, you found a niche that's popular, didn't you?
Yeah, I think it's, this type of music, everything is really cyclical in music. And the 80s is coming back in many aspects. And, you talked earlier about the, gentleman in Sheboygan. Kind of hit two demographics. A lot of the people that grew up with this music, that want to relive their past and come out and experience it. And their kids are coming out now, too, because they grew up listening to it through mom and dad. So you get the young people, you get the old people, you get the females.
Well, he looked at
out,
you and he said the old people. The you know, what was that, Dennis?
Oh, he's looking at you. Okay, I thought he was
All right, whatever.
Age challenged.
I do what I...
Makeup helps, I tell you.
But so your band is... And I agree with that. Quick segue. My daughter is a runner, and I used to be. And I picked up her playlist one time, wrong phone, and I couldn't believe the music that we had on that was the same. I said, Anna, this is unbelievable. I mean, it was the Beatles, and it was obviously 80s music, and then some other musical things. A little barbershop on mine, not on hers. But anyway, what I want to say is I think these guys really, that's a really good point you're making. It's not just 60-year-olds. It's their kids who are 28 years old that are enjoying your music just as much. But before we got to you guys making it, there's got to be good chemistry. Tell me how you, and I read a little bit about it, and I'd like you to share with our listeners, getting a band together, even this young kid that's here that, a great drummer. And I told him, you're going to need a good drummer and you need a good bass player, right? I think that would be the basis of a good band. But the chemistry's got to work because you hear this all the time. How did you find the right players?
Well, that's a good one. Well, first of all, you got to be good in makeup. No, I don't know.
I have to ask this, though. Do people ever come out and say, oh, my gosh, is that so-and-so who I used to know? Because you guys have the character thing working versus then all of a sudden being recognized. Oh, I didn't know that was you.
It has its benefits. It also has its drawbacks.
I'll bet.
You should have seen the guy in the Wisconsin truck lines, Chuck, this morning waving. I think he's blowing me kisses as I was on the way in. It's like, well, I'm in character. I'm ready to go. And he's like, I think he may have been mistaken as to who I was. But you'll have that from time to time.
I think that's cool, though, don't
just
you?
Just this morning. It's like, oh, geez.
I know, right?
Don't pull over on 41 now and wave, to everybody
else.
Like,
we can invite people. If people want to come down and meet the glam band, come on down. And we're at 401 North Washington Street. Getting picture taken with you guys, is that okay?
No pictures were wanted.
Okay.
but thanks in advance.
When did you guys realize, hey, this is working? I mean, this is really working.
Well, I guess from my perspective, it really started around COVID, believe it or not. I mean, the band was pretty popular beforehand, but for some reason, it seemed like it just, one example was we played, I think, Stone Toad Menasha. A couple years back, and it was 8 below outside, and there was a 45 minute waiting line outside for people to get in.
Wow.
And that just, that's unfathomable.
That's incredible. Wow.
That's a
big, I mean, that's when you know it, though, huh? I mean, sometimes it's little things like that.
Yeah. You know, absolutely. You know, we started selling merchandise, and these shows now, people come out, and half the people are wearing our glam band stuff. You know, it's... You know, we're very much in a sports culture, and I think in all the groups we played in before this, even if they hired a band, you're kind of the background music. There was always a Packer, a Badger, a Brewer game going on. We go to venues now, and they turn the TVs off. People aren't there to watch the game. They're there to watch us. We walk out on stage, and people are generally excited.
That's got to be pretty awesome. Cool. And you guys, I think, did hit it right. And with the demographics we talked about, with the, you know, the people who are 60, 62, and their kids who are 25, 26, but this, after this COVID, I think people realized, look, I got to get out more. You know, I mean, maybe they didn't get out a lot before COVID, but then COVID, they didn't get out because there was nothing to do, and that's why everybody saved all this money. Well, the reason they saved their money was they couldn't spend it. I mean, it's not like Americans became savers, and now our credit card is back up to over $1 trillion, but that's a different day.
The mayor in him always comes out sooner or later.
Johnny, was the mayor.
But Johnny, I was going to say that I think people want to get out, and if you're going to go out, let's go to something we want to hear. And they love the 80s music. So I think your timing's been impeccable, but I want to get back to that chemistry. I think that's important because I think every kid wants to be in a band. Any kid that studied music, I should say, every kid in sports wants to play for the NFL or the NBA. But I think every kid in band, like me, would have loved to put together. We would have been more like Chicago, right? I mean, a little bit more brass, but... tell me about that chemistry. Do you guys hang out together? Do you like each other?
That's a great question. I'm glad that's a great job of redirecting, by the way, Mr. Mayor.
I know, because you tried to
answer the chemistry question. I came back with some gibberish.
I know.
And you handled that marvelously. This guy is great under pressure. This city is better for you. I'm telling you.
Okay, just answer the question.
Yes, Your Mayorness.
So, in the music world, everybody kind of knows everybody anyway, you know, from that perspective. And I guess if you're looking for a certain musician type or player, everybody knows who might be available and whatever. And looking for characters, if you will, good people first. That's what we are. I mean,
nice.
That's what we were looking for when this band came together. It's always good people, positive people who puts the smile on first, you know, and is good with people, and it was just kind of a natural thing.
Awesome.
And so I think that's how it kind of developed. It's, you know, Sketch knows a lot more than I say. Sketch, that's his character name, Sketch Rocket.
Right.
You know, he's the tall drink of water in the back, you know, driving the bus, if you will. I let him explain more about that aspect of it, because this is his baby, and I'm just, you know,
yeah,
one of those guys here, but...
But I don't want to dwell on it, but that's an important part. I mean, you guys are obviously talented musicians. I watch some of your videos, and
I don't know. We're always working. We never see us play. So.
Do you guys have, like, real jobs, too?
Oh, hey, I'll tell you. It's a hard time around here. All these questions.
That's a good rod.
That is actually a really good rod. A friend of mine, different guy, went to a comedy club and thought he was great at Ronnie Dangerfield and went up on the amateur night and got booed off the stage. You were great. So I know a little bit about Rodney, and you were great. And I will remind him of that. But is this enough to keep the families and everything going? You guys have a heck of a schedule coming up.
A personal question, isn't it?
Right? Yes, we pay taxes.
Yes,
we pay taxes.
And we're not really contributing to that trillion in debt, you know, credit card debt, but...
And I must say, after going to a number of your shows, I love how interactive you guys are with the crowds. I mean, you guys are willing to take pictures after the show. You're just very friendly, outgoing, and just, I can't say it enough, how interactive. I think everybody just loves that.
I think people sometimes think you're not, and you guys...
They really are.
You are, and you almost make an effort to do that. And I think that's part of the reason, because the best advertising, of course, is word of mouth. And everybody that I've talked to that has seen you love you, and it goes past the music. It's more the culture that you're talking about. You guys are likable people, and I think that's working for you.
That goes back to answer your chemistry question. I think you answered your own question there, Mr. Mayor. Right.
I'm glad John stepped up to go to the bathroom again.
Well, maybe it's something I said.
Hi, Beth.
You know, I think it's fun to go, you know, and talk to people at the shows. I mean, they're spending their time and their currency to come out and see us. You know, some of these people that have been doing it for years, maybe it's not as fun for them. You know, we were up in Kingsford last Thursday.
Right.
And, you know, some, we won't say who they were, the national artists that were there, hid in their trailer and didn't want pictures. And just, that's fun.
That's awesome. Know? That, and people can learn from that, because you get some of these standoffish people. It's not as fun, but they have their, you guys bring both to the party. So you have a very busy summer coming up. I looked online, and how do we look you guys up online? Is it glamband.com or what is
it? CCAP usually works.
CCAP? Yeah. No, it's the glamband.com. Otherwise, our Facebook and our socials are usually the most updated.
All right. Yeah. And
we've only got like a minute left. Oh, 30 seconds? Okay. One of your biggest fans had walked by the window with her little dogs, and she was all excited. So I started walking away. So I said, Beth, would you like to meet the glam band? She goes, yes! Yes! So she's dragging her dog was in a fight with another dog basically out there, and she just yanked him away. So we're gonna send a quick break, back with more of the glam band, Mine on the Mare, back after this. You know this one, Jim? Christy, help him out.
Prince. Oh, yes. Prince.
Oh, very good.
We were born on the same day,
yes,
the same year. Prince, I'm a big fan. Yeah, I'm a big fan.
That's what I was asking.
John, I was writing some things down.
Okay.
I was writing.
Wow.
Yes.
Do you know I've been ever had a Shetland pony?
I'm still getting over the royalty meeting royalty here. The prince and the mayor in the same day.
I'm funny. Not worthy. Remember the Seinfeld episode where it's like, didn't you hate those kids that had ponies? I had a pony in Poland. I loved that pony. Who knew? Jim had a Shetland pony.
Named Star.
You all right there, buddy?
Yeah.
So anyway, Beth was walking by. Beth is a friend of mine, and she was walking by, and she was so excited, so I ran her down as her dog was attacking another dog. So, Beth, come on in here and say hello to the glam band, one of your favorite bands of all time.
Good morning, Green Bay. You should be here where I am right now because the glam band is here, and I am one of their number one fans. I'm sure they have a lot of them.
Would you consider yourself a groupie? Because, well, there's fans and there's groupies, right?
Different is your boyfriend or husband, whoever it is, listening, Beth?
Does he dress up like that at night?
He does not. Definitely does not.
Then you are a fan.
What he's missing.
He doesn't, really.
Where have you seen these guys?
I have seen them at the, called? The Sardine Can.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And,
that's great.
What a fabulous show you guys put on, jumping around and shaking your hair. And I really particularly love the way you interact with the crowd. I think that is awesome, and they really love it.
Yeah, that's something that you don't advertise. It's just people do the advertising for you. I mean, you advertise your music, 80s, your regalia, and where you're going to be. But when people get there, it's a special experience. I think it's awesome what you're doing. I mean, I have very high hopes for you guys. I don't need to have high hopes. You guys are going to do very, very well. I think that's a great quality you're bringing back to
you
music.
You just gave Dennis a great name for a band.
I was thinking if I was to have a child and it was a girl, I'd name her Regalia.
That could be a boy, too. You know?
We're not that way. I mean, here it is, 6:52 and 46 seconds in the morning, and we're wearing makeup. You know?
That you are. That you are. How did you get connected with the glam band?
It was actually my brother who connected me with the glam band. He's like, you got to see this. You love 80s rock. That's what they do. They dress up and they interact with the crowd. You got to come and see them. And I finally did at the Sardine Can.
Yeah. And we were talking about the demographics. I bet it's fun to go there and see, you know, friends that are maybe age. I don't want to ask you how old you are, but there's a younger crowd, too, that is really connecting with this 80s music.
Absolutely. The whole audience is different ages. I would say it's more of a middle-aged crowd, actually, with some young in there. And right. I heard one on this Wednesday I went said, what is the name of the song? And it was Billy Idol. Who doesn't know Billy Idol?
The guy who asked the question, I guess.
I guess so. I was like,
was
really
it Rebel
surprised.
Yell? White Wedding?
Was it John Minel?
It was.
I'm sorry you guys have to see this.
Or listen to it. They don't have to see anything. Yeah, it's a daily thing. That's great. And you play indoors, outdoors, and you have a venue where you really feel like it's there, or is it the crowd that makes it there?
It's always the crowd.
That's cool.
You know, it carries us, and we try to bring our own energy too, but my goodness, you know, what they give us, there's no way we can match that in return. We try. There's some shows we play where the crowd is louder than we are, than we play. Wow. It's unbelievable, and it's true, and it's really humbling, and it's an incredible experience, and for a bunch of guys like us to experience this, we're really blessed, you know.
That's quite an experience, right? To get that feedback from the crowd, the cheering. I mean,
did you have that with the barbershop choir?
I gave you have that kind of following, Jim.
Barbershop, not so much. No, but I just anybody.
Oh my God, girls, what are you doing this weekend? We're going to see Jim's barbershop quartet. In Two Rivers. Oh my God.
There may or may not be a pony.
They're going to be at Rudy's.
All right, back
Rudy's
to the
Pony Alley. It's going to be phenomenal.
The glam band.
I'm going to wash my hair.
And another thing, a couple of my friends actually got engaged on stage with you guys, Michelle and Shane. That was at Tanner's. Do you remember that night?
Yeah.
That was fantastic.
Right?
That was awesome.
Mm-hmm. So we actually have tonight, we're playing in Kiel. We have a couple that built their wedding around this performance.
Really?
So they're married this afternoon. They're having the reception or their dinner, and then their reception is at the event tonight, and we're bringing them up on stage to be introduced for the first time as a
couple.
That is awesome.
So. Love it. That is great.
A true story. I don't know if you knew this or not, but the word on the street is they're going to name their kids Skitch. I'm going for regalia when we meet them later tonight. But
whatever works. Whatever works.
Maybe we'll have twins, boy and a girl.
Right. Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Even it out.
Pretty much. Who was your, like, who did they remind you of from back in the era?
Absolutely Kiss. I'm going to say Kiss.
All right.
Yep.
In front of everyone, or? Oh, you mean the band?
The band.
Oh, I was way off.
Can I share a Kiss story?
Sure.
And I think this could be meaningful. So who's the lead?
Gene Simmons.
And he came to Green Bay, as playing at the Rush Center, and called City Hall and said, Gene Simmons is like a key to the city. And it's like, no, I don't give those out. I mean, I gave very rarely, but he does a lot with veterans. And one of the things he does is collect keys to the city. And I'm like, yeah, we'll do that. That's awesome. And so they gave us all access passes. And we went into their dressing room for dinner. And, you know, I'd done a little bit of work in theater. And it was a lot of stuff in there wasn't legal. And the food was alcohol. Nothing. It was baked salmon. Like those healthy shakes, fruit, carrots, but he's in unbelievable shape. I mean, I saw your videos. You guys work pretty hard up there, really hard up there, I should say. So can you share with us, are you into that health food, or are you more like Mino?
Wow.
I saw him standing there.
Wow. I'll separate you guys.
Do you see the scale over there? It's kind of a thing.
We
have a big weight loss challenge, $100 to the other person's favorite charity.
Really?
Okay, yes. Whoever loses the most. So far, I'm in the lead because Jim has put on 4 pounds and I've only put on 3. So don't you think I should still win?
Yes. It is not working. It is not working. But how? I mean, you guys are in good shape. I mean, do you work at that?
Thanks for noticing, Mr. Mayor.
Must be a little uncomfortable.
John?
Must be the extra tight shirts and pants this morning. I'm not sure.
Or the mesh.
Or the blush. I don't know.
The mesh, too. I mean, really, is that part of your routine? You guys work out, eat healthy?
I don't know about you, but I'm starting to sweat around here.
You and me both.
Hey, I'll tell you.
No, I think just, you know, for the amount of shows that we do, just the moving around on stage, I mean, it's three hours of cardio. And, you know, we have fun with this, but we don't have a... You know, we've got some people on a crew, but we don't have people that set our stuff up. So we get a fair amount of, you know, lifting 3-4 days a week, just literally
helping
our stuff.
That'll do it.
Jim, we could be their roadies. They don't have roadies.
Yes. That's what we
need. I was a roadie for a while in school.
All right.
You guys haven't done?
Can you stick around? I unloaded crates for Rod Stewart down at Arizona State. True story.
What?
Yeah.
Oh. Can you guys stick around? I want to get to my questions eventually, so.
And I won't worry about it. Beth, say goodbye to the glam band.
Bye, glam band. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Mike on the mayor. Back after this.